What's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits Podcast. And I'm going to talk to you about making life fun today. And this is, like, so critical to everything. And it's not just, like, you're always looking to have fun, but in the things that, like, you're doing that are difficult, you have to make it like a game, and you have to make some way to have fun and win in the monotonous tasks that require strict discipline. So it's hard for me to come to a really great example, but I think of, like, waking up early in the morning. And it's like, for me, I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, gamify waking up at 5:30. Now, I don't really need to get up at 5 unless it's Friday or Saturday. But the rest of the day or week, I get up at 5:30. And the objective is to get up, go to the gym, and hit my workout. And I have to do all my night work prep for work. And then I wake up, everything's all ready. I just throw on my suit and go to the gym so I can work out, and then put my suit back on after my workout because I work at the dealership. And I'm always trying to find a way to, like, make my morning routine fun. Like, I enjoy spending some time with my cat. I, like, talk to him in the morning when I first get up. And then we go downstairs, we make breakfast, and, like, it's all this, like, finding a way to, like, enjoy life. Like, I look at him roll around on the ground, and I'm just, like, it makes me smile, and I'm, like, yes, like, this is life. And I wake up, and I'm this happy, and I'm always finding a way to have fun at the gym. Like, I'm not taking it too seriously. A while ago, I was, like, really upset I missed a PR, and I punched a bar, and it, like, really hurt me. And I'm never going to forget when I did this, because it taught me a lesson that, like, working on yourself isn't just supposed to be about, like, crazy intensity, which I'm always really intense while I'm at the gym, but I'm always looking to have fun, and I'm, like, trying to enjoy the workout. Like, you enjoy the suck, and it's like, no matter how bad it actually is, it could always be worse, and the key is to find a way to enjoy it. Like, the going to work, and, like, you get to listen to music, and then, like, prep, or I put on, like, some sales training, or, like, a podcast, something to get me going that's not just, like, it's terrible, like, information. And, like, even, like, listening to rap music is sometimes really bad before I go to work, as it doesn't, like, get me in the right frame of mind to deal with, like, the customers. And it's just a balance of, like, making life fun while also having the discipline to make myself better. And if you are always trying to find ways to have fun, like, you made money on cryptocurrency, and now you just, like, have excess money, and you're not, like, really serving a purpose or working that much because you, like, you are just, like, day trading. And you're like, okay, how do I go spend all this money? Let me just go around and, like, you know, fuck around. And it's like, well, you're having fun, but you aren't bettering yourself. You have to find a way to make bettering yourself fun. That's, like, where, like, you really start to grow. Because now you're not only having fun, but you're making yourself better. And it sounds like I'm saying the same thing over and over again, but it really is, like, if you can nail down the discipline and then find a perspective that makes it, like, wow, like, I really enjoy doing this. And you normally enjoy doing things because they're fun. Now, not everything's going to be fun. Sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. But if you can make something fun, you're so much more apt to want to do it. And then you form the perspective, like, it's not only that I want to do this, but I get to do this. Like, every day you wake up, you wake up and you're like, damn, I'm alive. Like, let's go get the day. Like, what can we make out of it? Like, what can we do? And it's just making your life whatever you could possibly imagine. And it requires you going back to, like, the things you love doing, your passions. And then, like, when you figure out what you love doing, you find a way to make that fun. Like, you make the experience for whoever you're working with and yourself fun. When I am interacting with a customer as they just bought their car and I'm, like, talking to them for the first time, I'm like, oh, like, how have you enjoyed your experience? And they always say, like, yeah, it's been great. And I'm like, well, let's end it really well. And I like, want to make this fun and enjoyable. I want you to, like, never forget this day. Because I think it's really big. Like, when a lot of people, like, when they get their first BMW, there's not a single other place that's, like, doing, saying those things. Like, I want them to, like, not be able to forget the last, like, experience they had at the dealership. Because that last, like, 10, 20, 30 minutes that they get there, that's going to be what they remember. They'll remember, like, the sale and, like, going through that process with their, like, client advisor, but, like, that delivery, it's, like, it's always the last, like, 30 seconds of every conversation you remember. Well, when it's the whole process, it might be the last 30 minutes of the 2 hours you're at a dealership that you really remember. And that's where, like, I feel like I shine, and I'm trying to make it fun, not only for me, but make it fun for the people around me. And that's why you can't take life too seriously. You have to be able to joke around. It's all this balance. And balance between, like, getting your work done while also having that playful side, where if you lose all that playfulness and that jokeability, like, you won't be able to communicate with the majority of people. Not very many people in this world are this always serious. A lot of people use humor to lighten up the mood, and it's one of the ways they communicate with people is through that humor. And not being able to joke really puts you at a disadvantage, and it's all about finding a way to have fun. And if you can do this, it's going to make your life a lot better. And I speak from experience in all of this, because when I was younger, and not even that long ago, like, even when I was, like, 19, I'm 21 now, it's like I was so obsessed with, like, making everything so perfect that I was like, if one thing was off, it would, like, screw up my entire mojo. And now, like, I'm so fluid that, like, I can have fun while I'm doing, like, the most, like, difficult of tasks, because, like, I've been through so much now. I realize, like, it's not worth this being serious all the time, because you're gonna just not have fun. Like, life, you don't know when you're gonna die unless you have figured out all these hermetic principles and you can predict the future. But go back into my past episodes if you want to figure out what I mean by that. What I'm getting at now is, like, you need to control your daily life. And by controlling your daily life, you got to figure out a way to, like, dopamine hack different activities and find ways to bring pleasure to you and the people around you in everything that you do. And then you will really have that aura around you, that glow that brings the positivity, the optimism, and the gratitude for people just wanting to be around you. It's really that simple. Like, make life fun for you and everyone around you, and just watch how good life gets. So, yeah, that's all I got. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Guided Spirits Podcast.